More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For many, the holiday season is about to officially begin because the arrival of Thanksgiving, of course. So to help get us in the spirit of the celebration, we're joined by our resident film and TV critic, George Prentice, who I am always so thankful to have on the program. Hi, George.
Hi, Gemma. I'm always thankful to be here.
Well, we're so happy to have you. Okay, there are, of course, classic film and TV specials that seem, you know, kind of like those side dishes, George, to our holiday traditions. But is there anything new that we need to be aware of?
There is, and it is very, I think, apropos for Thanksgiving. It is a new film called Julia, and it is about Julia Child. Now, indeed, there have been documentaries, and of course, Meryl Streep played Julia Child a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So this documentary premiered in Toronto. I saw it a couple of months ago, and I guess I'll check this out. Well, it's wonderful. It's great. And I shouldn't have been surprised when I saw the titles at the end. It is directed and produced by Julie Cohen and Betsy West. They are the women who did RBG a couple of years ago, got Oscar nominated. Okay. So it's a lot of fun. But Julia Child is certainly a bit of a character. And over the years, she has certainly been the subject of a number of people who have poked fun at her.
And first, remove the giblets. And you really should save the giblets. They make a fine stock for soup. Or you can save the liver and fry it up with some onions for a little snack. Or if you have a number of livers, you can make a lovely liver pate. Or perhaps a delicious liverwurst, which you can spread on a cracker, a Ritz cracker, a saltine.
Yes. I understand you're going to prepare coq au vin for us, a chicken in wine sauce.
Oui, oui. That means yes in French.
Today, we will begin by learning to boil eggs.
I was so hoping that, for something a little more advanced, Madame Brassard.
But you are not an advanced cook.
But I do know how to boil an egg.
There is one other class, but you will not like it. It's for professionnels, which you will never be, I'm sure.
Bonjour!
Bonjour, madame.
And of course, that's Dan Aykroyd from SNL, Carol Burnett, and Meryl Streep playing Julia Child. But here's a couple of things that I don't think many people know. For instance, did you know that Julia Child worked in the OSS? She was a bit of a spy during World War II. And when she worked for the OSS, she actually invented and developed a shark repellent for naval pilots. She was assigned in China, which is where her first love of food came. It wasn't France. It was China. That's where she met the man who would become her husband, Paul. He influenced her love for food for years and kind of nudged her along until she did go to France and, of course, write the famous book, the definitive book about French cooking. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful thing about this film, Julia, is that the filmmakers have recreated all of these dishes, gorgeous shots of these dishes, as you're hearing Julia Child's voice, right, describe how she came to these recipes. Do not go to this movie with an empty stomach because you will, or just make sure you've got reservations after going to the movie. It's a lot of fun. It opens on November 24th at the Flix.
And I have to say, George, I mean, I love Julia Child. I mean, I remember watching her cooking shows as a little kid. Just finding her fascinating.
There was no such thing as a celebrity chef. That was an oxymoron years ago. She was the definitive celebrity chef. She basically invented the form.
She really did. You're so right about that. Okay, so for adults in the house, what can you recommend?
Well, I'm especially grateful that there's a two-hour feast on NBC coming up. And when you are on the air for more than 40 years, you've got lots to pick from. And of course, I'm talking about Saturday Night Live, and especially if they stuff it with bits like the contentious family dinner or the bird family. You may remember when a character came home and his parents had to chew his food for him. Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song. But my favorite was the episode featuring Debbie Downer at Thanksgiving.
Who wants some more wine?
I'd love some.
Okay.
Hey, do you guys think the Pilgrims brought a bottle of Pinot Grigio to the first Thanksgiving?
I'll tell you what the Pilgrims did bring. Smallpox. It killed scores of Native Americans, ravaging their population. And that was before we got around to shattering their spirit. Sweetheart, you look cute in that tie.
Hey, you should see me in my underwear.
Did you guys get tested? What? Well, you know, you think you know someone, then you see that Oprah about living on the down low.
I'd like to propose a toast.
All right.
Here okay? You. I'd like to welcome Mark. We're very happy that you're here. Also, like us all to remember Grandma. I'm sure she's looking down on us and smiling. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I hope it's the version of her before she was in the grips of dementia. Otherwise, she'd just be confused.
Rachel Dratch is Debbie Downer. A Saturday Night Thanksgiving airs next Wednesday, November 24th at 8 p.m. on NBC.
Oh, what? Seriously, now that should be a new Thanksgiving tradition, George.
I love it. They've got great skits.
They really, really do.
Yep.
Okay, well, Saturday Night Live, probably not the most appropriate thing for my kids to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So what about like more family-friendly kind of Thanksgiving entertainment?
Well, that has to be a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, yes.
Originally aired on CBS, believe this, in 1973. Public television will show it once for free. Otherwise, Apple Plus will show it anytime. But if you want to see it for free, it will be Sunday, November 21st. But I do have something new for the kids. And that is something called Olaf Presents. This just dropped on Disney Plus. Now, Olaf is the snowman from Frozen, right?
Yes.
Imagine you have a 7-year-old in your living room, and your 7-year-old is trying to tell you the story of the Little Mermaid or the Lion King, but it's just them, you know, high on sugar. That's what this is Olaf trying to describe all of these famous Disney movies, but each one is 90 seconds long. And he pulls in a poor Sven, remember the reindeer from Frozen?
Oh, yes.
As a prop.
Yes.
But it's just Olaf. So, for instance, here he is trying to recreate the story of the Lion King.
Behold, Mufasa's son, Simba, the circle of life. I, Mufasa, rule in equity and justice over all my subjects. And also eat some of them. And this is Scar. He's the bad guy, because he does mean things all the time, because he's bad. Oh, ow, oh, oh, a stampede! Ow, 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 ow. A son blames himself. Father? I must run away now and eat bugs. Hakuna Matata!
Nala!
I'm not going back. A son disana, squash banana. Well, that's very confusing. I wish my dead father would appear and tell me something prophetic. Hey, thanks. That explains everything.
It's called Olaf Presents. And that's pretty much the whole thing. The credits are as long as each of these. So that he did 5 of these. There's The Little Mermaid and Moana. It's called Olaf Presents. It's on Disney Plus. I think they're adorable, hilarious, and definitely perfect for the holidays. The kids will laugh. I think the grown-ups will laugh even harder.
I love Olaf. I think he's such a great character. Oh my gosh. I'm going to make my kids watch that, George. I mean, that is... I wish my dead father would come back and tell me something prophetic.
It's the great Josh Gad as the voice of Olaf. Yeah.
George, what great recommendations as we head into the holidays. Really appreciate it.
Happy, happy Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend. We've been speaking with George Prentice, who you can hear every single morning on Morning Edition right here on Boise State Public Radio. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Thursday. I hope you have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Come on, Charlie Brown. I'll hold the ball, and you kick it.
Hold it? Ha! You'll pull it away and I'll land flat on my back and kill myself.
But Charlie Brown, it's Thanksgiving.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, one of the greatest traditions we have is the Thanksgiving Day football game. And the biggest, most important tradition of all is the kicking off of the football.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Come on, Charlie Brown. It's a big honor for you.
This time I'm gonna kick that football clear to the moon!
Isn't it peculiar, Charlie Brown, how some traditions just slowly fade away?